I present about vertical programming, but the impact on Rwanda health system. Quickly, I present about our country, our health system, and about the impact and how we think we can improve efficiency of those vertical funds. I don't know if everybody know Rwanda, but it's a very small country in East and Central Africa. Just 26,000 kilometers, but what is important from our Rwanda profile is that it's a very small country, but with a very high density of population and also growth of population. Every family have mean of 6 children. About also maybe 500 people by kilometer square. If you see, you can see about really a challenge you have about a pyramid of our population. A big part of our population is young people, and if we add a small part of eldest people and the handicapped people, we have only in the rural area only 36 people who really are in age of to produce. This is a poverty problem, and if you see for this 36, mainly it is there are no skills to produce. It's just informal agriculture. That's a big problem. Okay. If you go in the rural area, it changes a little. We have 45, and we need really to change our structure of population to have a big part who can be able to be able in age of two of a production. Okay, let us go to our health system. As you see, we have some key programs for national capacity, but also different program, and a very big entry point of our system, it is financing a program in which we discuss in this part. We have a pyramid of our system. There are 5 levels, from community to national referral system, institutional and the Ministry of Health. If you go to MDGs, really, maybe for nutrition, don't see it very well. But if you go to infant, under 5 mortality, infant and the child mortality, we see that in 90, when you start MDGs, really it was 141, but because of war and genocide, in 2000, we decrease our situation of infant mortality. It is now in 2005 a period in which we become to level of 19. This is really a situation of Rwanda. It's same for maternal mortality. Let us go to about financing. Normally our general budget for health sector, it is $100 million. It represents around 10% of total government budget. A big part, we arrived to give a big part for decentralized level, where big part of population is now 85% is dedicated to help district level. How about impact of those vertical funds? What I can say is that really our budget of health sector is 100, but for example for PEPFAR it is also same amount, but it is not included. I can say some reason, because really we are now to have one plan. I will explain strategies. But now, in trying to harmonize and align planning, here you see about, for example, PEPFAR funds, how it is allocated to different programs of health sector strategy plan of system. And if you go to different transfers from different vertical funds, you will see, for example, that here PEPFAR transfer 6 million of US dollar to national institution. He transfer here we have also global fund, but he transfer a big part to local district institutions, health centers. But here we didn't put integrate what about civil society NGOs which work in the community. Also, we are trying to collect all data and to integrate and to harmonize our planning. If you see about to help salaries, because government is not able to cover all necessary salaries, and according to higher needs from HIV needs, those different vertical programs also come to contribute to hire additional people. You have mapped is Global Fund funds. We have a Global Fund. It is a World Bank. We have Global Fund. We have Partners in Health. It is an NGO in partnership with Clinton Foundation. We have PEPFAR. We have local income of hospitals also. How about maybe another side of impact? Here, negative impact, I can say. On general health system, really we face with a problem of health workers who come from public institution to NGOs and projects. Really, it destabilizes our health system because project can stop and the NGO can go, but system will remain there. Also, we have problem for clinical staff who also go to administration in those different management units of project NGOs. It is really for us a negative impact. If we talk, we have few doctors, if we have two doctors in the administration, it is for us a negative impact. Also, we have issue to more focus and drive by money, by financing, because we have many major problems. We have family planning, we have maternal care, we have infant care, and when we have a lot of money dedicated to HIV or malaria, somehow we are deviated to use those money and we don't focus for those other major intervention. Also, we have a problem of wrong impression of overfunding the health sector because we are default to Ministry of Finance to ask additional money. But when they see a lot of money in the health sector, they say, you have a lot of money, you don't need the money. But this money, if it is just for three diseases and we need to cover many interventions, you have promised to advocate what we have money in your system. Those as can what I try to collect as a positive impact, a negative impact for how we think to do as strategies to improve efficiency from vertical funds. What last month we had a health sector review. Now we start to do it every year, and the 9 partners plus all UN system organization. We had a sector-wide approach, and those partners signed memorandum of understanding to accept to have one plan. Now we start in this month of November to collect all information, to plan together, not to have different vertical plan, but to have all plan of sector. And we can say we have gapped this one because it don't cover, and we have maybe overfunded if it is, but we are no overfunding. Also, it is to implement at implementation level in health facility or community or hospitals to implement those major interventions as a package, not a vertical, not a doctor for HIV, but a doctor for care to community, among this care, HIV or TB or malaria. Also, it is to see how we can support cross-cutting intervention, but system intervention, like human resources. It was done. As you see, we have money which come to support human resources. Human resources are then not for HIV if it is integrated. It means it is really, if we can do it very good, it can be a very positive intervention from vertical program. Also about infrastructure, about equipment, those system intervention. Also it is to support sustainable intervention. Now I don't explain in detail, but PEPFAR money, Global Fund money, they support community to be member, indigent people to be member of community health insurance. And now it build our capacity to demand side. And now people also come to arrive to understand to pick about the importance of community health insurance. Even those funds can be stopped, people will be familiar with interest of from community health insurance. We are also income generative intervention for people living with HIV. Those really intervention can sustain, even it reduce those external funds. We need to support those intervention system. About coordination, it's just to show you how we are to coordinate system. You see about harmonization alignment structures in Rwanda. We have on top general system for government partners. We have development partners coordination group. We have a secretariat for it, but you have in each line ministries or sectors, we have sector clusters, we have district joint forum, we have technical joint working group. Those are mechanisms really to not have vertical for government, for NGO, but to work as partners, to plan together, to evaluate together, to do things as to support people, not parallel. Also about integration for healthcare services, we will think that we need to support what is made funded or system. Family planning, it is a very important component of PMTCT. Maybe we discuss. But if you see contraceptive products are not funded by HIV fund, even Global Fund or PEPFAR, any those programs fund contraceptive products, maybe some intervention. We have malaria and environmental health. It is linked, because you can't say I stand reducing for malaria without to do for hygiene and the environment intervention. We are to say about IMCI community level, how we can implement. Community health workers can't do for malaria parallel or HIV parallel. We are to give him a package. Those intervention for me, it can be to really to have more impact from vertical program to sustain a general system. Sustainability, as I said, we need to see about sustainability. But sustainability, it is to prevent, because we are poor in Rwanda. We are poor. It's not in 5 years we come from a poor situation. But if now we can combat a malaria, because now malaria will reduce drastically by giving mosquito net to people. We are to focus on prevention intervention. This can allow us really to reduce the need of external funds. But to say we'll be rich to finance, I don't believe on it. We need to focus on prevention. And for us, family planning really is very important, because we need for each family to plan for his children to have a very welfare of his family. And as I was saying, we need for HIV to have universal VCT. All people need to be tested and to prevent. These prevention measures, not only to focus on to give, for example, a mother who are pregnancy and HIV positive. We need to prevent before pregnancy. We need to from malaria, mosquito net, we need those different measures to prevent disease in our poorest situation. I finished maybe for, let us go quickly for emergency. This is prefer for example the emergency program, but we need to use those means to invest in capacity building, in those system intervention and the management, good management for it, leadership and good governance to ensure that we have sustaining achievement from those programs. Let us conclude by saying, really we are as partners. Half vertical program is not a problem. For me, not is a problem. Problem is not to have good planning, joint planning. We need to commit for it. We need to commit for integration from those vertical means to general system and to strengthen system. And we need to have same planning, same evaluation, and to need to coordinate together. But we need, I can repeat it, we need to prevent strongly our disease. Thank you very much. I take a long time.